The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Can I get an answer? My name is Trista Crick, and I have questions. Today, I have questions about Daryl Morey. Why won't Daryl Morey just move Ben Simmons? I've got thoughts. I do. I've been thinking about this a long time now. There's a lot of speculation, like, why won't Daryl Morey just move on? He doesn't want to be there, Ben. He's never wanted to be there ever since this playoff debacle where you threw him under the bus. Like he said, he's never playing for you again. He won't even show up. And you just consistently think his price and his value is higher than everybody else thinks it is. So, like, why won't Daryl Morey face what everyone feels is so obvious, right? Like, I just don't understand it. Even with Joel Embiid's prime being wasted, right? Like, Joel Embiid's playing the best basketball we've ever seen. Like, from him specifically. He's been the best player in the last 3 weeks in the NBA. And he's on the worst rebounding team, as we've talked about. He's been on the worst defending team in the NBA. Like, everything has gone to shit around him. And they need that player that's missing. They need somebody back for Ben. And they've turned down De'Aaron Fox. They've turned down shooters like Buddy Hield. They've turned down shot creators like CJ McCollum. They've turned down guys in the front court that can help Joel Embiid like Domantas Sabonis. Guys like Miles Turner. They've turned down goddamn everyone. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Daryl Morey. I'll hold him on for years. I'll let him rot. That's what he said. I'll just let him rot as long as it takes. My asking price will not change. No. It's like, Daryl, you're not being logical. Why won't you be logical? Like, I just do not get it. And people are like, oh, you know, Joel Embiid and Daryl Morey are aligned. I mean, why are they aligned? I don't know. Daryl Morey has always gotten close to the stars on his team. And that's actually what made the wheels in my head start to turn. Huh. Now we're getting reports that James Harden is open to other destinations other than Brooklyn. There were reports a year ago when James Harden was traded to Brooklyn that his number one choice was Philly. There are reports that James Harden doesn't exactly love Sean Marks, doesn't exactly love Joe Tsai, would rather be with a guy who he feels is his guy, Daryl Morey. So, this is what I think is happening. I think Daryl Morey is waiting and wishing and hoping and putting all of his capital, like what is this, Jack Johnson, wishing and hoping. It's like that. He's wishing and hoping and praying and putting all of his little eggs in the basket, all of his $10 million eggs in one basket, and that basket is a man in the baby blue fat suit. And he's hoping that he can get James. And I think he and James are talking. I think he and James feel some sort of connection because Mike D'Antoni turned James Harden into the MVP of the league. He was a sixth man, and then he became an MVP. And James hasn't been the same since that. All that combo has gone together. But Daryl Morey didn't fucking turn James Harden into the MVP. Mike D'Antoni turned James Harden into the MVP. D'Antoni's not there. Doc Rivers is not going to do that. We know that. So, you know, I think what's happening is Daryl Morey is trying to save face. Daryl Morey is letting his emotions get to him, and the emotions for him are revenge. Emotions are feeling that he was 100% correct in wanting Ben gone from the beginning. Because let's be honest, as soon as Daryl Morey stepped foot in Philadelphia, he was trying to move Ben Simmons for James Harden. That was his plan all along. And because he was Hong Kong Daryl, right? Hong Kong Daryl soured the roots of everything going on in Houston. And then it literally was like a ball of shit rolling downhill, just getting faster and faster and faster, about to squash somebody with fecal matter, right? Yeah. Ugh. And then Houston exploded. You have a new owner that, like, made his living selling low-priced seafood in Tillman Fertitta, who I call Tillman Furtada. Tillman Furtada, Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey, for a very long time in Houston, just had, like, basically what he has now. Carte blanche. Do whatever the fuck he wants. Pull the trigger. Green light. Whenever. No, hey, can I do this? No oversight. No organizational control. Nothing. And then Tillman Fertitta comes in with his little shrimp fork, and he's like, hey, can you run your thoughts and ideas by me? I own the team now. And Daryl Morey's like, whoa. And then he goes all Hong Kong rogue, and then shit goes to hell in a handbasket, right? So that's how that relationship sours. Mike D'Antoni gets fired. They bring in Russell Westbrook for no reason. Daryl Morey goes to Philly, tries to get Ben out the door because he's not at all the player that he wants at all. He wants Harden. And Tillman Fertitta's like, fuck you. I'm not trading you Ben Simmons for James Harden. No chance. I don't care. I'll take guys that are worse. I don't even know in that Nets trade who's there on the Houston Rockets right now. I don't think anyone. I think it was Victor Oladipo and Torian Prince. You got guys going to Cleveland. Like, the trade don't make no sense. You could have Ben Simmons, and they said no, because that's how much they hate Daryl Morey in Houston. So Daryl Morey's like, you know what? I'll do it however I want. I'm going to get my way. I'm the fucking man. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold Ben Simmons hostage, and I'm going to get Harden. That's what I wanted to begin with. And, you know, what's the greatest fuck you to the Houston Rockets is if you still get Harden and you have to pay way less. If Harden ends up a free agent and Harden says, yeah, I got my ring in Brooklyn, or he doesn't, and I don't think I'm going to, and I want to play with Joel Embiid, and I want to play with my guy, Daryl Morey. Who knows? Then you just do a sign-and-trade. You don't have to give any picks. Maybe one first-round pick. You give Ben Simmons off. Nets have to take something. They can't just... Maybe they get Tobias Harris. Maybe it's a three-team trade. Who knows? But if James Harden wants to go to Philly, and he's telling Daryl Morey that he wants to be in Philly, which we don't actually know if it's true, but if that's the case, Daryl Morey is going to wait till this free agency offseason for Harden to say, no, I want to try a new destination. And then it's in their hands. And then it's in their control. That's the only thing that makes this make sense. But who knows if that's going to even be the case, right? And I promise you, though, if he does not get... I am stamping my flag in this now. There's no chance that Ben gets moved before the deadline. No chance. Before February deadline, February whatever it is, 9th, 10th, 15th, whatever it is, changes every year. No chance Ben Simmons leaves this squad, because that's what he's waiting for, right? If he's waiting for Harden, then it's going to be the summer, and maybe it's not the summer, maybe it's February. Yikes. And all I'll say is this. Ownership, the birdies have told me today, is already tiring of this. Because I've heard what? I've heard this from like Jake Fisher at the Bleacher Report. I've heard other reporters say, listen, Daryl Morey has carte blanche. Daryl Morey had carte blanche at Houston. He's not there anymore. Phil Jackson? They said, oh, Daryl Morey has Phil Jackson treatment. Phil Jackson is no longer a New York Knicks executive. Your rope, as soon as things sour and the league turns on you and nobody wants to do business with you anymore and your reputation takes a hit, because he's a fucking joke right now. Everybody's making fun of him. And if ownership decides, like, you're no longer worth that $10 million and all that carte blanche and power, and Joel Embiid decides, like, you know what? This is whack. I am no longer aligned. I need somebody to play with. You're gone. And I think if Daryl Morey does not get James Harden, I think it's a wrap. I think it's all, I think it's night-night. I think it's a random consultant job with some random fledgling team, maybe in Canada, maybe somewhere, maybe in Hong Kong, who knows?
Sharks.
Because this guy, Daryl, has no logic. He is operating entirely around emotion, and the problem with that, like my guy, I've been getting really into Marvel. My guy Jude Law, Yon-Rogg, in Captain Marvel, said to Danvers, who's Captain Marvel, he said, listen, anger only serves the enemy. And I promise you, all of those other executives right now are Daryl Morey's enemy, and every decision that he makes based on emotion and not logic is just digging a deeper and deeper hole that's going to be more and more difficult for him to get out of. So he's got to learn. Daryl, you follow me on Twitter. You got to learn to control those emotions, baby boy, because the tea leaves are speaking. Tea leaves are speaking to me, and they're telling me the ownership is already sick and tired of this bullshit. Because how could they not be? How could they not be? You can go from genius, like everybody in the league thinks you're a genius, to an unemployed nuisance in a matter of that. So make that trade. That's all the time that we have for the Heat Check. We'll be back Friday morning with a new episode. Do not forget to download, subscribe, tell all your friends. And follow us on social at This Heat Check, Trista Crick on TikTok, and of course, no trolling. Stop trolling.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.